This is an oral history interview with Eve Johnson, conducted by Jennifer Johnson on April the 2nd at 5 o'clock. The subject of this interview is her life as a child. Okay. Could you tell me about where you were born?
Where I was born?
Mm-hmm.
I was born at Mount Lone Boys, Alabama, in Edgeworth County.
In Alabama?
In Alabama. Brad, this is about one boy down there.
Was it like a small town?
A small community. No, it wasn't a very populated back then. It didn't have very many neighbors. It was, everybody walked, so it was everything was in walking distance.
Okay. Have like a school and everything?
Yeah, we lived next door to the school, Smith Institute.
Okay. Tell me about your family.
My family?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was the fourth child of 10. 5 brothers and 4 sisters.
Okay. Did y'all live there at the same time, or?
All except one. I had a married sister before my baby brother was born.
Did she have anybody else living with you, like your grandparents?
My grandfather lived with me all of my life.
Tell me about your education when you went to school.
I went to school at Smith Institute from the 1st through the 6th grade. And then I walked there because we lived next door, and then rode a bus to Sardis in the 7th grade till I quit.
Okay, how come you quit school?
Well, my mother, I'm going to tell you, my mother was pregnant with my baby brother, and my daddy said it looked like I was going to have to quit school to help her take care of him. So, that's what I did.
Okay. Just tell me about, like, a regular day at your house, like, what happened. Like, how early you had to get up?
We had to get up, I don't know what time it was, for daylight. And, watch Mama make biscuits. I supposed to have been learning to cook, so I counted the biscuits. She made 72 biscuits every morning. And that was a lot of biscuits.
I guess so.
But a lot of mouths to feed them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what happened after breakfast?
Gosh, I don't know. Mama and I went and milked cows, and we got ready and washed the dishes, and after we got big enough to work in the fields, went to the field.
Had a lot of chores to do. What kind of chores?
We brought in firewood and stove wood and drew water from the well, carried it in, washed the dishes, swept the floors. On Saturday, we did the ironing.
Now, what did you do in the field?
We chopped cotton, hoed cotton, chopped corn, hoed corn, carried fertilizer, seed.
Okay.
And that's about the girls' job. The boys plowed.
Boys plowed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell me about raising cotton. Is that real hard? Or?
Well, I guess it was. It was just an everyday thing we did. I mean, we had to carry the fertilizer for Dad to plant it, and the boys, my brothers would, one of them would run the fowler, and one of them would run the planter, and one of them would run the fertilizer distributor, and we'd have to pick up those big bags of fertilizer and pour it in a bucket and carry it to the where they were at. If they run out in the middle of the row, we had to carry the fertilizer to them. And they poured in, and same way with seed, but it didn't take very many seeds, so whoever carried the seed didn't have a very big job, but the one that carried fertilizer did.
Okay, was growing cotton, was it year-round, or?
No. You planted in the spring, got it ready, and laid it by, and then it made the bows, and the blooms, and the bows, and then it opened up in the fall, and had to pick cotton in. they let us out for 6 weeks down here to pick cotton.
School,
but we had to stay out a lot longer, so I always had to take the second semester over because I had to stay out so much to pick cotton.
So you sort of went to summer school, or?
No.
Or just took you extra long time?
Just extra long time. But if you didn't make it up, and I didn't make my first up, I just took the grade over until I found out I could do 6 weeks worth of work and pass it.
Okay, tell me about, like, family holidays, like Christmas. Happened at Christmas?
Well, we didn't have very much Christmas. We hung stockings and that, got an orange and apple and candy and maybe a little toy, but...
Any one particular toy you remember?
Not really. Some of those little penny dolls or something.
You were born in 1930, right? Okay,
mm-hmm.
Do you remember anything about the Depression?
Not too much, except it was just normal to me because I was born in the Depression, and I remember we had plenty to eat, but it wasn't, just like cornbread and milk. We eat cornbread and milk for supper every night, and raised our own hogs, so we had, and chickens, so we had pork and eggs for breakfast. And Mama always raised a garden, so we had garden stuff to eat. And I remember Daddy taking the tongues off of his shoes and putting them on the bottom of our shoes when they wore out. We only got one pair of shoes, and they had to last all winter, and sometimes they'd get holes in them. And I remember him cutting the tongues out of his and then making a new bottom for some of us. Shoes, and we was the first one in the neighborhood to get to go barefooted because our shoes were wore out by March. And I remember my granddad's birthday was on the 31st of March, and we always got to go barefooted on the 31st of March. And we'd go home from lunch, from school at lunch, and we could pull our shoes off at home, when it turned warm. And the other kids were jealous because we'd come to school barefooted. And that was a big treat.
So you got to come home for lunch?
Yeah.
How long did you stay out for lunch?
5 hours. I guess. It must have been because we would come home and Mom would have it ready on the table and we'd eat and go back to school.
Do you remember who was president when you were born?
I guess Hoover was. I don't remember.
Do you remember a lot about the nation or anything? Or did you have a TV or a radio or anything?
We had a radio. We didn't have a TV.
Do you remember any big events?
I just remember when they declared war and we could see the planes over and everybody was scared, the live planes flew over. I remember that. And I remember when the boys started off the war, when we had brothers and that went and everybody was sad, but we always had a party for them before they left. We met at somebody's house and had ice cream, cakes and stuff.
And that was World War II?
Mm-hmm.
Did any of your brothers fight in World War II?
My oldest brother was in, but he didn't fight, but my two uncles did. And I had a first cousin that was killed.
So, your dad was a farmer?
Mm-hmm.
Your mother was just like a housewife? So.
Mm-hmm.
Raised 10 kids. How old were you when you moved away from home?
When I moved away from home? I got married at 18 and I stayed home for a little while to Chris, about 19.
What did your husband do for you?
He was in the Air Force.
So I guess you moved around a lot?
Oh, yes. Quite a bit.
Where did you live when you were...
Well, when the first time I left home, I went to Cheyenne, Wyoming. Took me 3 days on the bus to go. And my my dad and my father-in-law told me not to tell the structures on the bus, just like I know somebody on the bus, so I didn't talk to many people. When I got there, I was sitting by two GIs, and when I got off the bus and Daddy met me, they said, "Oh, I didn't know she belonged to you." They really made out like, you know, I'm talking to him and everything, you know, they really kidding him about us. And that was the first time I moved away from home. And I forgot how long I lived there, about 2 years, I guess. And that's when I went to, I liked it up there. It was kind of like Alabama weather, except in winter it was coming a blizzard right after I got there. But I really enjoyed it. We went to Shining Frontier Days, I went there. And I went to work downtown.
What did you do there?
I worked in a Horseshoe Cafe. Papa pushed me in the door to get a job. I was so bashful.
Where did you go after that?
We moved to Illinois. Went to Illinois for the first time. We lived there twice, but that was in 49 and 50 we moved there. And stayed up there for about a year or so, and then Daddy went to Alaska, and I came home and moved to Michigan with my brother and went up there. I stayed up there and worked about 7 months before I went to Michigan. I mean, before I went to Alaska. And Daddy came home, hitchhiked from Alaska, and came home, and Daddy, I said, with Papa. And our folks thought that we were going back together. We didn't have money for both of us to ride a commercial flight, so we took a bus to Washington, and he got a hop on a military airplane, and I had got a ticket to go, and I wasn't going to leave till the next day, and I didn't like that hotel. I was scared. So he got me a different flight, and he started an hour before I did, and I beat him over there an hour. And one of his friends met me at the airport and showed me around till he got there. And he thought we'd have a place to stay when he got there, but we didn't. We were supposed to have an apartment, but they hadn't got it finished. So we couldn't even find a hotel room the first night. He called all over town, and I slept in the lobby of a hotel, and he went back to the base the first night. And the next night, we got out early. He said it was during the building boom in Alaska, and there's a lot of work going on, and the hotels were all full. So we stayed in the hotel about 3 days, and then I got in the guest house on base, and he went back to the barracks. We did that for a week or so before he got a apartment.
Did you like Alaska? Was it real cold?
I liked it, yeah. It was cold, but the cold was different than it is, you know. And the first day I was there, after we moved out, I knew I was going to have to work, so I took a bus to the base and applied for work, and they put me to work right then, and he came home, and I wasn't there. He didn't know where I was at, because we didn't have no telephone or anything then.
Where did you work there?
On base at the civilian cafeteria. And I was down to months pregnant with Roger. And they kept telling me, asking me to keep on working.
doctor, I can work till I can get to the
cash register. Almost did.